This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
As educators, we know that the greatest gift we can give every child, each and every child, is in fact quality education.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. You are listening to Susan Hopgood, the president of Education International, EI. The 6th World Congress of EI was held in Cape Town, South Africa from July 22nd to July 26th. EI is the global union federation that represents some 30 million teachers and other educational workers around the world. It has 402 member organizations in 173 countries and territories. Some 1,600 delegates attended the Congress. One of the major topics at the Congress was the lack of progress towards the UN's Millennium Goals, which includes quality education for every child.
We have the Millennium Development Goals, we have the Education for All targets by 2015, but the targets to achieve education for all children and young people will not be met by 2015. We know that now. We know that there is 56 million children who are not in school. We know that many children who do go to school then drop out of school because of poverty, because of discrimination, because of marginalisation. And we are working to overcome those issues. And the main reason why we are not going to achieve education for all by 2015, why we will still have many millions of children out of school in 2015, is because up until now, governments have simply not met their commitments. They have not provided the resources, particularly those countries that can afford to do so, have not provided the resources necessary to assist the many countries who are struggling to provide education for all to be able to do so.
The EI Congress being held in Cape Town was an important opportunity to highlight the particular problems facing education in Africa. Here is Irene Adanusa, a vice president of EI.
Africa spans a mixture of various territories and people, and we have varying degrees of problems. But whatever it is, we cannot solve these problems without quality education. It could be problems of trade unions, human rights, political rights, democracy, and we know what is happening in our various countries where we have civil unrest, we have wars, we're trying to create democracy, but then there are tensions all over. We have just witnessed what has happened in Northern Africa, which is referred to as the Arab Spring, and fine, governments have been ousted, but is that the end of the problem? We come to the lower down Africa, coming towards the central part. We are faced with climate problems. We are talking about droughts in Somalia, droughts getting as far as Kenya. And of course, when you look at the pictures and you listen to the news, nothing is happening there. No education is going to go on in that sort of environment.
One of the issues facing educators is the practice of governments all over the world to use unqualified people in classrooms, especially early childhood classrooms. Henry Hendricks, the General Secretary of the National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa, NAPTOSO, comments.
One of the crucial issues when you're looking at quality is the quality of the teachers who will be standing in front of the class. And we're saying, particularly when it comes to early childhood teachers and foundation phase teachers, which is the very ground on which we will be building our education system, we cannot have child minders in those classes. We have got to have highly qualified, highly motivated teachers in those classes. Investment is going to be necessary to make sure that these people are sufficiently qualified, but that they are supplied with the resources as well to carry out their work in an environment which is conducive to good education.
And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Radio Labor's news programs are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, Labor Start, and community radio stations. On behalf of myself, Mark Boulanger, and the rest of the team at Radio Labor, thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.